Hallo, hallo, ja. Yeah. Hallo zusammen, wir sind live am Lumpen Station aus dem Fotoforum Pascal in Biel. Heute übertragen wir eine Performance und Klangkreation von Nara Behler mit Erik Reuger, Contemplative Frequencies. Ich freue mich, die Einführung zu machen und weil mein Deutsch sehr begrenzt ist, aber auch weil man uns anderen Ländern zuhört, werde ich auf Broken English weitermachen. So, welcome to Lumpen Station. We are live from Fotoforum Pascal in Biel, Bienn on this 24th of May 2025. I'm not entirely sure if my English will be better than my German, but hopefully some sense will emerge from what I'm about to say. First of all, thank you, Nara, for inviting me with Lumpen Station to be part of your performance, or rather, as I'd prefer to say, this activation of your photographic work, which, as we know, is part of the Biele Phototag program. In case any of those present or listeners haven't read the official announcement of what about to unfold, here it is. Join Nara Behler and sound artist Erik Reuger for a meditative performative event exploring Behler reflections on the question, have we forgot how to look at Mother Earth? Through live sound and an immersive exhibition setting, this unique collaborative invites visitors to pause, reflect, and engage in a dialogue between visual art and sound. Yes, indeed. Those of you here will experience something multidimensional as a sound and visual journey with Nara's work received collectively. I'd even say it's something archaic. Tales, voice, sounds, and image on the wall. Something that have a very, very long history. Think of the Lascaux's cave. Aren't we in some way recreating that kind of setting? Sure, there is no fire crackling nearby, but we do have sunlight, and if you feel inspired, be the fire we need to complete the experience. Now, for our 21st century radio audience, those listening from afar, let's take a moment to describe what's on the wall here. What kind of words are these image revealings? We see printed figures, glimpses of wildlife, plants, leaves, and a variety of techniques used to frame them. I won't be literal, I won't list everything on display. If you really need specific, you can always look at Nara's work online. But I believe we aren't invited here to look at, but to see. To see the way we see memories, dreams, or maybe even hallucinations. I say that because many elements, especially the cyanotypes, evoke that kind of vision. Several forms appearing on a blue background, greenish patterns, maybe decaying plants, all blending into something like a kaleidoscope. If they could move, I imagine they'd shift like one of those geometric toys changing color in a tube. It's as if we are looking through a gate into a frozen frame of memory, a fragment of a brain, and something even the most advanced technology still dream of capturing. And I must admit, I like fake memory, the kind Philip K. Dick described so well. In the world we are living in, with all kinds of fakes, deep fakes, political fakes, social fakes, we have saturated with memories, or is it memories of the fakes? Once, the fake was the realm of art. Some may recall Baudelaire's words about the artist as a professional liar. Though I'm saying it by memoir, probably imperfectly, this is live. Actually, I just create you a fake memory eventually, but I'm digressing. Art as a form of professional fakery can still reveal something true a truth about ourselves or perhaps about the world. Even as we live in a time when the opposite often happens, truth is dressed up as a falsehood and we no longer know what to remember or even why. Trauma can erase memory and identity shift when you lost memory. And it can happen to an entire nation or population. We are constantly confronted with image, endlessly produced, endlessly shared. We contribute to with our social media accounts, and under this flood, our memory collapse. At the end of the day, can we even recall whether we started with the news of killings in Gaza, a friend selfie, a Holocaust memorial, street fights in Congo, or Pedro Pascal's latest post supporting the trans community? Our system, our mind, can't cope with this volume. And right when our organic memory begins to falter, artificial intelligence bloom, a giant storage system generating image and text that can pop up from the fragment we can't or don't want to carry anymore. So, Nara, in answer to your question, have we forgotten how to look at Mother Earth? I'd say maybe we are forgetting everything. Our memory is overloaded. There is no room left for new things. Our brains are likely messy room. We keep stuffing them, telling ourselves we will tidy up one day, but the day never comes. So we just lock the door and start filling another room. I see your serious expression now. Maybe we have even lost a few radio listeners. But don't get me wrong. Just because truth doesn't shine like an influencer's life in Dubai doesn't mean we are doomed to sadness or nostalgia. The past always look brighter because our brain tend to delay the bad parts. The past feel better, mostly because we are younger. We were younger. So please don't feel sad. On the contrary, from disaster comes irony. Joy already hides in the final tear, and poetry lives in chaos. Nara and Eric, as I close and end you the stage soon, I want to say this. With your sound performance, you're already offering a response, your modest, honest response to the question. And to everyone here, to our listeners also, we can all form our own response. Maybe from all of this, some truth will emerge. Contemplation. That's how I read your answer, Nara, and Eric's frequencies generating a body. Contemplation isn't about memory data. It's not about recording events. It's a relationship where the observer and the observed create each other in an act of seeing. And I think that's already alive in your image, Nara, in your display, the way different techniques interact from layers, matter, and density. Your frames have bodies, like the brain. They hold multiple meanings, creating a space where the mind can wander. So, I don't know if artificial intelligence could create a series like Nara's Bailey photography. Maybe it could, probably it will, certainly on screen. It doesn't really matter, because while prompts generate image that dazzle us with a blend of truths and falsehood, your work, Nara, awaken deeper part on the brain, touch, scent, and as we will all experience in just a moment, hearing. In other words, you are creating undateable memory. And maybe, just maybe, with that, we might remember how to look at Mother Earth again. And now, dear people and listeners, I leave the stage for the sound performance live on Lumpen Station.
Olvidamos cómo contemplar la madre tierra. Have we forgotten how to contemplate Mother Earth? Sometimes it's a question, sometimes an answer. But what I am certain of is that there was a time when the language of animals and the secret language of plants were familiar to human beings.
Spätesten Herbst, wo niemand mehr sie dort vermuten möchte, fand er auf Bergeshöhe, in windgeschützten Winkel, ein Sträuchlein, Schlüsselblumen und blauen Enzian. Solchen Fund nahm er hocherfreut nach Hause, und damit die Blumen nicht umsonst gebrochen seien, zeichnete er sie an.
gardens. Human gardens at Earth's puertos, esperanza, en el centro de mi ramo, que adornan toda la tierra. My body is already earth. Mi alma en una barca. Mis ramos, manos. Sometimes I wonder, ¿sigo siendo una mujer? Or my body is already earth? Violeta, en los jardines humanos, escribió: permiso para cortar la flor del comprendimiento, la hierba de la esperanza y la hijita del sentimiento. I have already begun to be a tree. Los jardines humanos que adornan toda la tierra. Memoria de las plantas. Suspender el cielo es ampliar nuestro horizonte. Now o horizonte horizontal, mas existencial. Existência, constelações, visions, poetics of existence. Ancestral memory también la olvidamos. O pesquisador ficou esperando hasta que falou. Ela não vai conversar comigo, não. Is she not going to talk to me? She's talking to her sister, the stone. Thank you.
entendais Dali dire qu'un gros c'était une seconde famille, le foot, les sous-postes, etc. Il me dit, là où il pose la question, c'est qu'il y a si vous étiez une équipe de foot, si vous étiez une équipe, vous tous, c'est qui? Le capitaine, c'est celui qui. C'est... Explique à ta maman ce que c'est un capitaine de foot.
The world is full of small constellation of people scattered across the earth. It's people who dance, people who sing, and people who make it rain. And this, dear companions, is an act of resistance. Depois, acabava eu de ter uma alegria, quando ali em Copacabana vi o agrupamento. O homem vendia macaquinhos micos. Pensei nos meninos, nas alegrias que ele me dava de graça, sem nada a ver com as preocupações que também de graça me davam. Imaginei uma cadeia de alegria. Quem receber essa, que passe para o outro, e o outro para o outro, como um frêmito num rastro de pólvora. E ali mesmo, comprei a que se chamaria Lisette. Quase cabia na mão, tinha saia, brincos, colar e pulseira de baiana. É o mar de imigrante, que ainda desembarca com seu traje típico de sua terra. De imigrante, também eram seus olhos. It is utopia. Imagine if people learned to observe, to truly see, for it no longer be necessary for the artist to prove that art exists.